Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in Genesis chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abram said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, what makes a person strong? We might think of a bodybuilder with big muscles. We might describe someone as strong if they possess an internal fortitude or courage that enables them to influence or even control a situation, or perhaps to feel at peace even when they are not in control. A strong financial position means your investments are up and well diversified. A strong defense means your Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines are well trained and well equipped. Or maybe that your linebackers are big but quick. When we think about someone or something as being strong, we usually mean there's some characteristic of strength in the person or about the military or on the team, that the person or thing itself is strong. And oftentimes when we talk about strong faith, we're inclined to think about it the same way. We assume a person with a strong faith has strength in himself or herself. We commend people for having a strong faith, as if that were a quality that comes from themselves. We know Abraham, for example, had a strong faith. Our lesson this morning talks about his faith, as do many other passages in the Old and New Testaments. We hold up Abraham as an example of strong faith. But the truth is, strong faith isn't like those other things we call strong. Strong faith doesn't really mean there's anything about the person that's strong. What makes a faith strong is what it trusts in and holds on to. Strong faith is all and only about God. That was the case with Abraham, and may we learn it for ourselves. For many years, Abraham and Sarah had been suffering misfortune and distress. You remember the story. Abraham and Sarah were childless and were approaching old age. The Lord had promised a great nation from Abraham's descendants, but that had been years ago. By now, Abraham had begun to accept that what he was looking for was never going to happen. Then, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give to me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, "This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir." God is the God of creation. God is able to make something out of nothing, as he did when he simply spoke creation into being at the beginning. God makes the impossible possible. In all matters of need and distress, we may call upon and cling to God, knowing he will provide, even if the situation seems helpless. In the case of Abraham, God would see to it that a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman would still conceive a child. As Luther points out in his explanation of the first commandment, to believe in God means to entrust yourself to him completely. Yet how often we set our hearts not on God, but on money, property, or ourselves instead. Like Sarah, who laughed at God's promise to her. Often we lack trust in God's proposition to care and take care of us and provide for us. From God's hands, we receive all that we need to sustain this body and life. In particular, in times of distress and misfortune, the Lord invites us to turn to him for help and call upon him. Abraham was in such a time of need. He had no child and now expected to hand his inheritance not to his own offspring, but to a household servant. But God came forward and promised him a child. That seemed impossible, too incredible for reason to accept or imagine ever happening. Yet it does happen because God makes the impossible possible. A son will be born, and even more, a great nation will come from that son. And it gets even more incredible. Abraham is taken outside, and the Lord says to him, "Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them." Then God said to him, "So shall your offspring be. As many as there were stars in the heavens, too many to count, so also will Abraham's seed be." Abraham would indeed become the father of a nation, the Israelites. More, even more so, the father of all believers in the promised Savior, that seed of Abraham in whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. By faith, Abraham trusted what the Lord promised. He believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. By this faith, trusting in God's promise, God credits Abraham with righteousness. This is what is meant by justification by faith. God credits that trust as righteousness. And Abraham's faith is strong. But it's strong and secure because God makes the promise. That faith is strong because it is God who provides. What makes Abraham a hero of faith is that his trust was a pure and total surrender to God's promises. Only as long as Abraham clings to and fully entrusts himself to God's promise is his faith strong. God promises to make new things happen in Abraham's life. Abraham will get a biological son, and by trusting God, God reckons Abraham as righteous. However, we should not assume that Abraham's faith came by his own thinking or choosing, by his own actions or decisions. This faith is a gift of God as the Holy Spirit worked through God's word of promise. Through this word of promise, the Holy Spirit changed Abraham from someone who initially doubted God's promises into a believer who accepts God's promise as true and real. For what is impossible for Abraham to accomplish on his own will be accomplished by God himself. In order to understand what it means for Abraham and for all believers to be credited with righteousness by faith, we need to approach this topic from the objective fact of Christ's death upon the cross. There, the righteousness of God has been won for all people. As the Lutheran confessions explain, out of pure grace because of the sole merit, complete obedience, bitter suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Christ alone. Since our salvation is all about Christ doing, there's nothing we can contribute on our part. Through faith in the promised Christ's perfect keeping of the law and his innocent suffering and death, his obedience is credited to us for righteousness. Unfortunately, faith itself can be so easily misconstrued into something we do. Even the comment, "All you have to do is believe in Jesus," can be twisted into making faith a work of the law. According to American theologian Michael Horton, 82% of Americans believe that Benjamin Franklin's aphorism, "God helps those who help themselves," is a biblical quotation. By contrast, salvation is completely a gift from God. And even that faith that receives this gift is worked by God the Holy Spirit. Faith is therefore not something a person chooses or decides by their own reason or strength. Rather, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Luther echoes this in his explanation to the third article. "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Through the word preached and read, and through the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit works in us to entrust ourselves to the promises of God." Strong faith is not something strong about a person in and of themselves. It is a gift of God by the Holy Spirit's working in us, which acknowledges our own complete helplessness, weakness, and our total dependence on God. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant us, we beseech you by your Holy Spirit, that he may strengthen our hearts and confirm our faith and hope in your grace and mercy, so that although we have reason to fear because of our conscience, our sin, and our unworthiness, we may nevertheless hold fast to your grace, and in every trial and temptation find you a very present help and refuge through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.